The disabled community in Central New York this week celebrates the 22nd anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. While there have been so many successes in the fight for equal access for the disabled, WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports there is still work to be done.
The folks who work in the Employment Services Division of ARISE have success stories of disabled people who find jobs. Darlene Clock tells of a man with a communication barrier bumping around at different jobs at Walmart before finding success.
He was actually able to come out of his shell and overcome his barriers. And recently, he actually received the Employee of the Month award.
This story isn't the norm. ARISE Executive Director Tom McCune says employment is still a barrier for many disabled Americans. Is it discrimination?
How else do we explain that maybe two-thirds of people with disabilities don't have jobs? How blatant is it? I think employers have learned to be smart about it, but for whatever reason, it's not happening and we need to correct it.
That's one reason ARISE held a first-ever employment fair in conjunction with the 22nd anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Employment counselor Kevin McLaughlin says one of the best ways to promote hiring of the disabled is to just try it.
Once we have an employer that's not used to working with somebody with a disability, have exposure to having them on their workforce, oftentimes, you know, they're so happy with the work that they provide, they come to us asking if we have anybody else that might be able to fulfill some other job.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.